From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea is showcasing its military prowess Saturday during a parade celebrating the 105th birthday anniversary of its founding leader, Kim Il-sung. The festivities are taking place amid a tense backdrop, with North Korea's military responding fiercely Friday to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to take care of Pyongyang, aggressive policies. Concerns remain high about a possible military provocation by the North on its national holiday, but there was no sign of nuclear activity during the early morning hours. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action if Pyongyang conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at Syria's airbase last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accused Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The top U.S. NATO commander in Afghanistan says the United States used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group. General John Nicholson said the so-called Moab device did exactly what U.S. and Afghan commanders intended it to.
This was the first time that we encountered an extensive obstacle to our progress that was constituted by the belts of IEDs, the presence of tunnels and caves, and therefore this was the appropriate weapon to use at this time to reduce that obstacle to enable us to continue with our offensive operation in the southern Nangarhar.
At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion, the largest non-nuclear device in the U.S. arsenal. Turkish expatriates in Europe are on edge ahead of Sunday's referendum in their homeland, troubled by threats against no-vote campaigners. A yes vote in the constitutional balloting would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan broad new powers, which supporters argue are needed to carry forward his program to develop Turkey. But opponents argue Erdogan is trying to establish a modern dictatorship, allowing him to retain power until 2029.
If you look from the 2002 to the 2017, it's just looking like we are not going better about Not about also economy, about our cultural things.
The campaign of those in favor of the new constitution ended on Friday, but the opposition party is making the most of their last moments to gain more support. Nigerians on Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls by Boko Haram extremists amid anger that the government efforts to negotiate their freedom appears to have stalled. Activists rallied in the capital, Abuja, and the commercial hub, Lagos, to urge President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the nearly 200 girls who remain captive. This woman's daughter is among the girls taken.
It's not easy for a child to go searching for education, and in her final year, she just disappears and nowhere to be found.
Authorities this week said negotiations have gone quite far, but face challenges. Authorities refused to give details, citing security reasons. And dozens of American soldiers have deployed to Mogadishu to train and equip Somali forces fighting extremism in Somalia. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.